Okay, we're on the Gemara and Lamed Aleph on the base. Hi, Talmud Lomar, ki motza ba ervas dover. Talmud Lomar, ba, velo bikinui, ba, velo bistira. Mi boyele. Gemara Mishnah says that we learn that we need two aidim by kinui and stira from ki motza ba ervas dover. And then we learn a gzereshava dover dover mi mamun. L'chara, we learn from a different place. It says the aid ain ba, even an aid echad, that's only ba, by tumah, but not by kinu and stira. So from there we learn that kinu and stira need two aidin. When it says hachinami kamer, tamad lomer ba velo bekinu ba velo bekinu ba velo bestira. That ain hachinami. We learn that you need two aidin by kinu and stira from the ba. Ba'alma below kinui below stira below mehemen aid echad menolan. How do you know where there's no kinui and stira? And then Erechot comes and says that she is Tomei, that we don't believe him. Nemer kan dover v'nemer l'halan dover. It's only when there's kinui and stira, there's raglayim l'dover, was the Torah maimon and Erechot for Tumah. But Stam, an Erechot is like any Erechot. He's not believed. Right? Ma l'halan b'shnei edim, just like dover, mamon. You need two edim. Afkan b'shnei edim. So too, in order to make her osir, right, where there is no kinui and stira, so there's no raglaim l'dover, you need two aidim. Okay. So Rashi. Ba v'lo b'kinui, l'may itzri g'zereshove. Why do you need the g'zereshove, dover, dover, mimama, to tell me that an aid echad is not neman by kinui and stira, right? Gabituma, v'shove, haksiv gabituma, the aid ain ba, u'mi'utahu, ba, aid echad neman. Eid ain ba, there's not even an eid echad ba, that's only by tumah. Right? Velo be eidus acheris, v'havyola eidus stira kishar kol eidus shabbatot. And therefore all the other eidus, just like any other eidus, you need two eidim, just like by any other eidus, by kinu and stira. Betumah be alma ein chanami, the Gemara says that ein chanami, that's what the Mishnah means. Regular kinu and stira, you learn you need two eidim from the ba. What do you need the dover dover mi mamon for an eid echad where there is no kinu in stira who says that she's tameh? There, what's called an eid echad is not believed. The tuma bi alma eid echad sheheid al isha shelo kinu la baila. The omer nitmeis menayin delo mehemen velo amrinen atumas isha hemne rachmana lo shno la acher kinu lo shno velo kinu. We don't say that what's it called with Torah's mam in him an eid echad by tuma, maybe for all cases of tuma even without kinu in stira. Talmud Lomar, that's why it says dover, 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 mama. The chi hemne rachmana betuma sheacher kinui. The yesh edei stira shnai. The aid made shenit meish raglaim ledover. The only time the Torah was mamin an aid echad for tuma is after there were two aidim on kinui and two aidim on stira. So it's a regular raglaim ledover that he's telling the truth. So the Torah was mamin him. But stam to say that a woman's tamei without kinui and stira. An eid echad is not believed. Repera kama, parchina and v'hoch iksiv kinui basar hoch iksiv. L'chora over here it says v'over lav ruach kina, right? The kini es ishto. L'maisa that's after the stira. Mishanin and v'over ksiv shikvar over. The Gemara over there answers that the over means it already happened before. So that's what we learned, that the kinui is before the stira, and both of them to aidin. And then if one aid comes and says that she was nitman, that stira, that we believe him. In fact, there's a really machlokus Rashi in the Rambam, whether what happens if an eid echad comes and he doesn't say she was tummy in that stira. After kinui and stira, he doesn't say that I know she was tummy during that stira. But he comes along and says she was tummy from some other time. And so Rambam holds even there he's believed. Once there's a raglaim l'dover, this woman is a prutza. Right, so we believe him even for other places. And Rashi seems to say it's only for that stira itself that he's believed. But if he comes and says that she was mezana some other time, right, there has to be mamish this kinui and stira, then there's raglaim l'dover. There's no raglaim l'dover that she was mezana some other time. Okay, let's go on. Eid omer nitmes. Time of the komachishle. Holo komachishle, eid echad mehemen. Right, if what's it called, we're talking now by tumah. So only because there's another aide who contradicts him and says that she wasn't Nitma. Right? That's why she drinks. Mashma, that if an aide Echad would come and say that she's Tameh and nobody would contradict him, that he's believed. Minoni Mile. How do you know that an aide Echad is believed by Tuma? The Tana Rabbanan, the aide Einba, Bishnaim Akosim Adaber. The Torah is talking aid over here means a pair of aidim. Right? Aidus. Right? How do you know that? Achas ata omer bishnaim o enu elabecha. Maybe aid means one aid. How do you know it means two? Talmud lomar lo yokum aid echod beish. Because another place it says lo yokum aid echod. The fact that the Torah had to qualify aid to be echod means mimash mishenemar lo yokum aid en yodeh shu echod. If we just said aid, I would know it's echod. Why does the Torah have to qualify it aid echod? Right? Talmud lomar echod. Whenever the Torah says aid, it means aidus. It means a pair of aidim. And therefore, over here also, it means aid einba means two. There's no two aidim. But if there will be one aid, what's it called? Then and he lo nitbasa, and she, what's it called? Then he would be believed. In other words, if she, what's it called, was forced, then she's tahor. But if she wasn't forced, even if there's only one aid, she's still tamei. Right? There's only one aid, and what's it called? If she was nisposa, she's mutter, if she was forced. But if she wasn't forced, she's going to be also. So what do you see? That the Torah said that even if there's an aid echad who says that she's tameh, she's also to her husband and she can't drink. Mor says the kivim of the oraisa eid echod mehemen either chechi machishle, right? Lamaisa, since the Torah believed in eid echod as if he'd be two, in this case, so how can another aid be machishin? Once he's believed, we accept his aidus as two aidim. The second one doesn't have that koach, so why do we even consider the second aid who contradicts him? The Omar Ula kol makom sheminu Torah eid echod harei kan shnayim. The ain dvorav shalechem makishnayim. The first one, we're makabel his aidus as shnayim. That establishes already that she's tameh. And now another aid echad comes. The Torah didn't believe that second aid echad is two. He's only one. So it's like two against one. The one is batul mavutul. Elo amar ula tani lohoy sasholta. Enochinami. Right, lohoy sasholta. We believe the first one, and that she was tameh, and therefore she doesn't drink. Rabbi Yitzchak also said that you should read in the Mishnah not shosa but eina shosa. Rabbi Chia Omar hoisa shosa, right? Rabbi Chia says no. The Mishnah should say hoisa shosa. So now we're back to the original question: why should she drink? We have an eid echad saying she's tamei. We accept him like two, then she shouldn't drink. Another eid echad comes and says, no, you don't know that what's it called that she was where she was nitma. Right, and I say that you weren't there at the time, or you weren't watching when you say she was nitma. So he contradicts that aid. Why do we believe him? He's only an aid echad. The first one had the koach of two, so why should she drink? Rabbi Chia kasha de ula, what's it called? Lo kasha. Kan bebasachas, kan bezacharzeh. When they came one after the other, einochanami. We from a kabbal the first one, and he has a din of two aid. So the second one has no power anymore. But if they came together within tochidei dibur of each other, then both of them have a koach of what's it called of two edim, so they cancel each other out. Since they cancel each other out, it still remains a sofek, and she drinks. Zirashi. Holo machish le, hu hadin de havi le lemiboy aresha. Gemara could have asked the same question on the resha. Diktani behedya. Echad omer anira isiha shenit meis lo haisa shosa. Right, the Bereisha says b'feirish that what's it called? If one aid says that he saw that she was mezame, she doesn't drink. Alma mehemen. So we see we believe an aid echad. Ela mishum de boy lak shuya lo ki machish le my have ha hemne rachmona la hay de omer nit meis kebe tre the have le hay de machish le chad the ain dvarav shalech makom shalein. The Gemara just wanted to ask. Gemara could have said in the beginning we know that an aid echad is believed. The one that asked the kasha, the chora, if an aid echad is believed like two, how can another aid then come to be machishim that we should consider it? Hari kan shnayim, hari yu kishnayim. The Torah believed in Eid Echad, like over here by Sota, by Egla Rufa, the Torah believed in Eid Echad. Where else the Torah believed in Eid Echad? By Eidus. Egla Rufa, Sota, a few other places. Yavama. No, that's a little bit different. That could be only the Rabbanan that they believe, because Isha Medaiko Minsava. Could be the same thing. That once they believed him, they believed him like two. Where else? Egla. What?
Ksuba, when they said that he died somewhere else.
No, that's it's special cases where an Eid Echad. Egla Rufa is one of them. I don't remember the other ones. Okay. Kasha de Ula. The kivan the hamina Torah hari hamida so b'makom shnai, so the kasha, what's it called, ula's kasha is a kasha on Reb Chiya. Kan bebasachas masnisik sheidu shneim besoch kidei dibur, the batul dvarav miyad the lo niskay may do some. We never makabel the first one, because as soon as the first one came, before we had a chance to makabel his edus, the other one came, so he was mevatel the edus before we accepted him as two edim. When do we believe the first one is two? When his edus was neskabel and he's finished, and it's more than tol kadei dibur. Yotza doesn't mean he had to leave Beis Din; it means that he left. His edus is finished, and now it's after tol kadei dibur. Now we establish the first edus as two, and the second one therefore is batel. Okay, let's go on. Tanan, Eid Omer Nitmes, Ushnaim Omrim Lo Nitmes. One Eid comes and says she was Mizana, and two Eidim come and say that she wasn't Mizana. So Hoysa Shosa. So there she would drink. The two are Mavatl the one. Mor says, Hochad Vechad Lo Hoysa Shosa. Mashma Dwat, that if it would be only one who came to contradict the first one, she wouldn't drink. And we would accept the first one. Tiyufta Drab Chia. So it's a kasha on Reb Chiya, because Reb Chiya says that what's it called? Reb Chiya holds that if they came one after the other, the second one is batel. So the lechora we believe the first one completely, right? Tiyufta Reb Chiya, Amar lechora Reb Chiya uletameich ema seifa. According to you, look at the seifa. Shnayim omrim nitmeis, two come and say that she was mezana. The echad omer lo nitmeis, and one says that she wasn't mezana. Lo haisa shot, so she wouldn't drink. Okay, so the chora, why is the one now be maor sothik on the two who said she was nitmes? Right, ho chad v'chad haisa shosa mashma fu bi chad v'chad, she would drink. We wouldn't we wouldn't say that the second one's bottle, right? Ela kula b'tzulei edus. This is talking a case where there's no real edus over here. There's just psulei edus. The Torah believed in Eid Echad, it believed even psulim, like an ish or an evid. And therefore it's not a din of edus anymore. It's a din almost of neimonus. And therefore Reb Nechemya here, and Reb Nechemya holds, wherever the Torah believed in Eid Echad, it doesn't have a din of mamish edus, right? The Tanya Reb Nechemya Omer, komokom shemina Torah Eid Echad, holach acharov deos. Normally, two against two is batel completely. Or two against 100. Right? Because once the Torah gave koach to two edim, it's not because we believe them, the Rambam says, because that's the Torah's koach, that two edim, we function as if they're telling the truth. So therefore there's no difference between the koach the Torah gave two edim or 100 edim. But where it's not a koach of edus, but it's a koach of nemonus, then it makes sense to say that two people are not as believed as much as 100 people. Like when you're talking about credibility, 100 people have more credibility than two. When you're talking about a koach of a din of edus, there the din is the same for two or 100. So therefore, Reb Nechemya said, wherever the Torah believed in Eid Echad, even psulei edus, right? It's not because that they're bona fide edim, that it's a din of edus, because we're momming them. So now you go after Rov Deos. V'asu shtei noshim be'ish echad, kishnei anoshim be'ish echad, and therefore they made two women. What's it called? Against one man, just like two men against one man, right? And he's mevatelim. The ikad the amre kol heichad osa eid echad kosher mikora afilu maya noshim nami kecha echad. And some say that Reb Nechemya said the following: where one kosher aid came to begin with, so even 100 women have only a din of one aid after that. You don't go after Rov Deos if the first one was a kosher aid. B'hocha, the Mayaskinon, to go into Asai Isha Mikora, apostle aid came to begin with. So she only had a din of Nemanus. And then, what's it called? We say we go after Rov Deos. The Tirtzel Rabbi Chemya, Hachi, and now you should explain Rabbi Nechemya like this. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Komakum Shemina Torah Eid Echad, Holach Acha Rov Deos, right? Wherever the Torah believed in Eid Echad, you go after the amount of people who are saying it. V'osu Shtei Noshim Be'isha Achas, they made two women against one woman, just like two men against one man, the Mevatlim completely, right? Aval shtei noshim be'ish echad, but two women against one kosher aid. Ki palgu palgadomi. There, it remains a sothic. B'tarte b'psulei edus lomali. Why do you need two cases of psulei edus? Two cases of Mishnah. Ma'u the same ki azim bosa rov deos l'chumra. When do we say that you go after rov deos l'chumra? We'll see in 1 second what the chumra is. Aval l'kula lo azlinan, but l'kula, we don't go after rov deos. Kamash Malan, that Bain Lechumra, Bain Lekula, we go after Rov Deos. See Rashi. Okay, Ho Chad Vechad, Al Korchach Lo Hoy Seshosa. If it would be one against one, she wouldn't drink. Tana Beresha, Di'i Hoy Seshosa Ktani, Hasu Lomali. If it said that she would drink, then why do you need the second case? Hashta Bechad, Havei Hachosh. If one person came in Machish, right, she still drinks. Boy, if two people are machish, surely it makes enough of the sophic to drink. Pshita the ain echad the mokam shnayim umasnisin le diuka di da tani lay. Mishnah coming tell me the deal. The chad the chad is different. Dilashmin and he gufa pshita the loitzrich. There's no chiddush in the fact that if two people come and are machish one, that we believe the two. Omele rebchia ulatamech the sphere lay. The sviraloch, the masnisan the gufei lo itzrich, the hapshita the ain echad the makam shnayim, or the diuka asa seifa my tevut me. What do you know? How you learn the seifa? Ela masnisan lo the diuka asa. It's not coming to tell me ho chad vechad, right? Ela ashmein and he gufa itzrich. You need that case itself that the two against the one is believed at least to make her be able to drink. Why the shnayim the katani v'psule edus? Not talking about two bona fide edim. Talking about two psuleyedus. Can go noshim or avodim. The ashmein and the shtei noshim mevatlos divrei eid echad. Bein bereisha bein besefa. The two eidim are mevatl, the eid echad, right? Even a bona fide eid, according to the first lashon, right? Because the Torah believes in eid echad. He doesn't have the koach of an eid. He has the koach of nemonis. So two women have more nemonis. Baby safe will come on for it. And the Gemara's gonna ask later why you need two cases. And the Gemara's answer, one the Kula, one the Chumra. The Hadalo Shani Rebchia Mitziosa Bezecherze Mishum the Kodaik Masnison Bebasachas Diktoni Ushnaim Omrim Lori Inuha Alma Bahade Hadadikasi. The Laolam Bemokum Shnaim Lohaminu Torah Eid Echot. Right, you can't say that it's talking about the king Bezacharze or Bevasachas, because it's clear that it's talking about the case of what's it called of Bezacharze. Komakom Shemina Torah, Hotsioso the Edu Ze Michlal called Idiya Shabatorah. The Torah took this out of the cloud of regular Edus, like we said, where it's a Koach of Edus, not a Koach of Nemonis. Leficha Psulin, Uksherim Shovimba. Therefore, there's no difference between apostle and a kosher. A woman's believed and Evid's believed, not that we think they're lying. It's just that they don't have a koach of an aid. But we don't need a koach of an aid, then they're believed. And therefore, you go after credibility, not after the din of edus. The ikad the amri kol hecha de osa aid kosher mi kora. The omar nitnes. What an aid kosher came to begin with. This is the ikad the amri. That enoch anami, even though the Torah believed in aid echad, but if it's an aid kosher, he's stronger than an aid posel. Right, the Omar nitmes v'niskable duso. So the aid echad is believed mamish with koach of edus, and we believe him, and therefore we she won't drink, because we consider that she's a zona, right? The acher kach bo mei anoshim ke'ed echad damin. If 100 women came and said she wasn't mezana, they're believed as much as one. V'havile kamashnaim, and therefore the first one has a koach of two, because the Torah believed him like two. And the 100 women have a koach of one, and ain what's it called? Ain echad b'makom shnayim. Ain dvorav shalecha b'makom shnayim. Ain ashosa. Therefore, she doesn't drink because we believe the first one. V'hachav mayaskinon diktani eid echad omer nitnes ushnayim omrim lo nitnes. Where's the case of what's it called? One aid says that she was mezana, and two said that she wasn't mezana. Hoisa shosa. There it is a sothic, and she does drink. That's talking where the first aid wasn't a kosher aid. That was a first aid was also possible. It doesn't make a difference now if it's bevasachas bezacher zeh. You always go after rov deos. The main case is talking where they came bezacher zeh to tell me that you go after the rov deos. Bevasachas my holachach rov deos ikur bechad bechad nomi hoisa shelsa. Even one and one would be, they would cancel each other out if they came together, because we never gave the first one the koach of shnayim, like we said, and therefore that's no chiddush. Must be that even when we gave the first one a koach of shnayim, that's only where they were a kosher aid. If not, we just believe her. And now there's two that come afterwards, or even one that comes afterwards, what's it called, becomes a sothik. Ela b'hochi askinan, da'ahuda osa mikarav ha'omer nitmeis isha havia. Therefore, if two come after that, the mavatil, the first one. The tirtzler b'nechem yehochi. The hoda amor and la'el, the osu shtei noshim b'isha echod, lav sefer the milse, the Rav Nechem Yehu. Ela perusha the milsehu, the anu parishan lehochi. It's not that Rav Nechem Yehu said that. We're explaining Rav Nechem Yehu now. Ki palgo palgo domi, kolomer ki chad v'chad. Be just like one against one. Right, if the first one was the iba vasachas also oki trail of a hadechad vok miasveka, if they came together, two would be mavatol. What's it called? The first one, and we remain a sothic, and she would drink. The iba zacher zev ahude amina Torah called them va'asa bereisha havelekishnayim v'hanoch kechad v'ain divrei b'mkomo. Right, the first one has a din of shnayim, and the other one's only, and these all these women only have a din of an eid echad. And therefore they can't be ma'or sothek, and she doesn't drink. The hechad shtayim omros nitmeis. Two people say that she was tamei. The eid echad kosher omer lo nitmeis is a shosa. Why? Because it would remain a sothek again. The chichad v'chad dinu. Because all the women have a din of only one can now get a kosher aid. Umasnis and diktani lohai is a shosa. The mission says lohai is a shosa in that case. It's talking where both of them were psulei edus. Okay. Kigon da hu chad havi posel. Tarte bepsule edus lomali, lemasni, masnison, holachacha rov deus. Why do you need two cases? The chumra shatishta. Rashi learns the chumra is that she should drink. And Pasha's the reason it's a chumra, because she could die. That's why it's a chumra. The only thing is, it's also a kula, because she could save herself, because if she doesn't drink, she's also for sure. And the kula, the hokil me alea shalotishta. But that's also, that's a kula, she doesn't have to drink. But it's a chumra that she's also. So in Echanami, the Achronim learn, Torah Saknos, that in Echanami, that each one has a chumra and a kula. And if we'd only say one case, I would say this case is the chumra and the other one not. So Kamash Malon, what's it called, that you need both cases to tell me whichever one is the chumra, whichever one is the kula, that's the one that they both included. Lo azlina basarov deyas psuleyas. I would think you only go the chumra, whichever the chumra is, by psuleyas. The hecha, the shtayim omros nitmeis, the echad omer lo nitmeis, kiven de ikah hakosha koldahu, nema oki hailava hadihai va oki milsa sveika vetishte, right? And we should go, what's it called, the lechumra, and make her a drink, right? Kamash malon, no, that bain lechumra, bain lekula, right? We go after rov deos. Hadronoch mishakina, hadronoch mishakina, hadronoch mishakina.